This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Milers Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
All right, welcome to Frequent Milers midstream live stream 100K vacay check-in. That was easy to say.
For those who have not been following along, I wanted to give a quick reminder of what 100K Vacay is. So every year we do an annual team challenge. This one, we have Greg has just completed a challenge using 100,000 Chase Ultimate Rewards points. He used that to do an incredible trip to Malta. And now Nick, Steven, and Tim were tasked with seeing if they could beat that trip with 100,000 points of a different transferable points currency, which they got to choose themselves. Unfortunately, Tim has had some family things come up. He had to go home. So now it's up to Nick and Steven to see if they can outdo Greg's 100K vacay with Chase Ultimate Rewards points. Nick is using American Express membership rewards points, and Steven is using Capital One Miles. So now real quick, what I'd like to do is have each of you spend 5 minutes or so giving us a summary of what you've done since kickoff. We're going to start with the Peppers. What have you done since kickoff?
Okay, so we set off from JFK. We flew overnight from JFK to London on Virgin Atlantic using 6,000 Virgin points. And then I spent the day brewing beer and drinking beer at Brewhouse and Kitchen Highbury while Shay went off and...
I took us on a Monopoly adventure. So in the morning, a bit of train time, but a lot of walking around London, trying to see things that were mostly off the beaten track with a few little spots that were a little more well known. But yeah, it was really fun. I had a great time.
And so then last night we stayed at a hotel near the airport. And then this morning we flew to Munich on British Airways, visited the British Airways first class lounge because it's an amazing lounge. We had access thanks to having higher globalist status, which we matched to American Airlines, Platinum Pro status, which got us Emerald status with One World, which got us access to the lounge. And then it took a little bit longer to get to Munich than we were hoping. So we landed in Munich a few minutes behind, but not too far behind. But then it took ages to get through immigration. And then the train was cancelled that we were due to be taking to our hotel. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was some kind of like police incident or something like that. So my guess, because it's Oktoberfest here in Munich, there was probably some kind of fight or something like that that happened.
So, you think someone might have been drinking?
In public?
Yeah. Yeah, like we didn't get to our hotel till like 5:30 or something like that. So I'd originally assumed that we would get there about 4 p.m. But thankfully, none of our stuff was a time crunch today or anything like that. So we were a little behind, but it didn't spoil any of our plans. So yeah. We got to Oktoberfest tonight. It took a little, it took a little while to be able to get a table anywhere.
Okay.
And the weather's not great here because they're... I don't know if you guys have had like Storm Amy or something like that in the US, but we've had Storm Amy here in Europe. And so we did actually get super lucky because flights into the UK the day before we were due to arrive were apparently affected, and flights to Germany the day before we were due to fly to Germany were affected. But we managed to get in and get out without having any kind of delays in that respect for the most part. So that was fortunate. But it did mean that it was raining tonight. It was a little bit cooler than we were expecting. So we kind of wished that we had raincoats on.
We have them with us.
We do have them with us.
We just decided.
I mean, that would have interrupted the costume.
Yeah, exactly. So
we're apparently the only people in Munich who thought that.
Yeah. But we didn't finally manage to get a table at one of the Oktoberfest like places and stuff like that. And we had a fantastic time for like two and a half hours or something like that. And then we got back here in time for this live stream.
Stephen, what did the British Airways flight cost you?
British Airways flight was 9,250 avios per person and $1. So which is really weird because I'm so used to thinking that flights out of the UK will cost you a significant portion in like air passenger duty and things like that. But yeah, it does seem like a lot of British Airways flights to Europe will only cost you $1 in taxes and fees. The number of miles you need varies depending on how far you're going to be going. But this relatively short flight, yeah, 9,250 Avios and $1 was a fantastic deal for how much we would have had to have paid otherwise. Because you can get some direct flights to Munich, I think, on things like Ryanair, where it'll be a fair bit cheaper. But then if you want to take any kind of carry-on luggage or anything like that, then you'll be paying fees well in excess of that. Whereas ours included carry-on luggage. I feel like it might have included checked bags. I can't remember if that was by default or if it included it by default because of us having American Airlines status. But either way, it was like a superb deal for us.
And it was comfortable. Like
Yes.
it wasn't like being on some of the more budget airlines where
Sure.
you're mushed
Yeah,
together.
it's
But
funny though to think that you paid like a third less than that for, well, in points for your flight from the US.
Exactly, yes.
Well,
And they gave us water and cookies, which was nice.
yes.
Rather than being like, this is a short flight, we're not going to throw anything at you as we walk down the aisle, they did do a coffee, tea, and water and cookie service.
And it's like a
Nice.
3-3 plane seat wise. So Shay had a window seat, I had a middle seat, but the seats were surprisingly wide. And so the person sitting next to me, it wasn't kind of like a long haul international flight where it feels like you're like really tight in or anything like that. Didn't feel at all cramped. And it was only a, what, hour and a half, hour and a quarter flight or something like that. So from London to Munich, it's nothing. So.
Nice. All right. Nick, we want to hear the synopsis of your trip so far.
Well, I started out in Boston and I flew a very economy class from Boston to Madrid for 6,400 Avios, but there was a 30% transfer bonus from Amex membership rewards. So just 5,000 Amex membership rewards points and about $90 in taxes and fees.
So my option initially when I went to book was either to spend like 3,000 additional points and $30 in taxes, or I could just book it as a separate flight for $60.80. So I said, well, it was poor value for the points in that case, then, since I'd be paying half of that in taxes and then essentially getting $30 off the flight for 3,000 points. So I booked them separately, which seemed like a great idea at the time, until, and it still seemed like a good idea when I got to the Boston airport, because when I arrived, it said that my flight to Madrid was actually going to land 20 minutes early in Madrid. So I said, oh, great, I'm going to have a little extra time to get something to eat before the Iberia flight to Malaga. And unfortunately, from there, things only got worse and the flight got delayed. We ended up leaving more than an hour and a half late, and we ended up landing too tight to make the connection for the Iberia flight. So I got horrible value on that one because I just flushed that $60.80 down the toilet, since they don't protect you on separate tickets. So I had to scramble to book something else. So I booked Air Europa for 5,000 Air France KLM Flying Blue miles and $26 in taxes from Madrid to Malaga. The irony is that flight back when I was booking was only $38. I paid more for the Iberia flight because I wanted to get to Malaga a little bit early. But of course, by the time I was booking it the day of departure, it was $200 a seat on that flight. So I got good value for the Air France miles compared to the cost at the time I booked it. But I was kicking myself for not just having spent $38 in the beginning, and then I'd be ahead of the game. So anyway, so I flew to Malaga though and landed in Malaga and took the train to El Choro, which is where you take the shuttle bus to the entrance for Caminito del Rey, which is a walkway along this canyon side that at some points is more than 300 feet in the air. It's a pretty narrow walkway that's built into the cliffside. So I say built into, that's not even accurate. It's built on the cliffside and sort of like held up by beams. So you'd have to see pictures of it to understand, but it's pretty harrowing for people who are afraid of heights like me. So we did that. That's about a little over a 3 mile walk on the pathways. And then it's also about a mile hike to get into it. So I did that and then hustled back to the train station to make my way back into Malaga from there. And that was cool. By the way, I was going to book that as a tour through something like, Get Your Guide or Klook or whatever else. And I thought that I had to do that. And I knew I could book it actually directly through Caminito del Rey, but I didn't realize I could get to Caminito del Rey via public transit, via the train. So, and the train was so much cheaper. That was a much cheaper way. If you're interested in doing that, don't pay for a tour from Malaga. Just take the train to El Choro. It's really easy. You can book it on the train website. So that worked out really well. And then so then after that, I got back to Malaga and I checked into Palacio Silencio, which is an 18th century Andalusian palace converted into a small luxury Hotels of the World property that's bookable with Hilton points, of course. So 60,000 Hilton points a night, which with the transfer bonus meant only 24,000 membership rewards points for that first night. So I got to stay in a palace, sort of. It's actually an annex that the standard rooms are in. So, but cool nonetheless. Great service, beautiful place, nice place to spend the night. And then this morning I got up and I rented a car, which was a last minute switch of plans, but I rented a car and drove south along the coast to a place where I could do some windsurfing with a company called Dynamic Windsurfing. So I learned how to windsurf, which is something I've always wanted to do. So I was pretty excited about that. And it ended up being a private lesson. So it was just me and the instructor. And so plenty of one-on-one time. And it was much more difficult than I expected. Not really difficult in terms of getting on the board and getting going, but difficult keeping your balance and difficult on the muscle groups that keep that balance. So by the end of the time, I was so wobbly when I got back to the sand. And he said, "Oh, it happens all the time." He said, "Beginners say they want to go out for 4 hours." And he said, "I'm like, unless you're in great shape, great athletic shape, you're not going to go 4 hours. It just
Yeah.
doesn't work that long." So,
So,
it
Nick,
was
what
fun.
everybody needs to know is how the heck did you film yourself doing that?
I had the thought ahead of time as to how to do that. And some of the footage from Caminito del Rey that hasn't posted because it was a little shaky was a similar idea. I bought a chest harness. And so I bought a chest harness that I can connect either a GoPro or the Insta360 to. And I was going to do it with the GoPro, but at the last minute I said, you know what? The Insta360 is waterproof. Let's give it a shot. And so I connected that, and there are different attachments for it. And the one I attached may not have been the best choice, actually, in hindsight, but you live and learn. Anyway, so yeah, it was the
That's fine.
Insta360 attached to something on my chest. And for a while I was doing single lens just on the one side, but then eventually I was like, oh, well, I could just do 360 and lay the camera out flat from my chest. And that's how I did it. So that way I didn't have to touch it and I could get video of the whole thing. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay, I was afraid you were trying to hold it the whole time while you're also
No, there's no
holding
way. There's no way. I wouldn't be able to do it. I did try to put a GoPro on my wrist also, but
Wow.
I didn't think I could handle that.
Yeah, yikes. And that was just today, so I think that catches us
Yes,
up. Well, where are
essentially
you
it
staying
does.
tonight?
Oh, good question. Yeah, so back in Malaga tonight, and I had to switch up my plan for tonight. So I'm at the Hilton Garden Inn. I had to switch up plans because I had to accommodate for that unexpected Air Europa flight. I'm at the Hilton Garden Inn, and I used cash and points with Hilton to book this. So 22,000 Hilton points and about $70 in US dollars cash. So I did the cash and points because that enabled me to use fewer Hilton points to free up the 5,000 points that I needed for the Air Europa flight. And of course, I'm using a Business Platinum card to pay the cash portion because the Business Platinum card offers a $50 quarterly Hilton credit. Now, that's not going to reduce what I've spent on the trip. We're accounting for that still as being spent. But, in terms of paying less out of pocket, it was a good tip that readers mentioned when I wrote about booking cash and points bookings, that that could be a good way to use your $50 credits on those cards. So I am here, and I had meals actually both nights via Too Good to Go. I don't know. I don't think tonight's has posted yet, but I had myself a little bit of a picnic. So no fancy chef required. I booked or I didn't book. I reserved a Too Good to Go and got a whole bunch of bread. And I was like, oh wow, this is a ton of bread. So I went to the grocery store and I bought some cheese and I bought a bottle of Rioja wine, and the cheese and wine was about 5 euros altogether. And you'll see the bread. There was a lot of bread for 5 euros. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it so far.
Did you pick a
Pretty
local
good.
cheeses perchance?
I did. It was not the localist of the local cheeses. I was not totally sure on. It was a goat cheese, and I like goat cheese, but I wasn't sure I could eat a whole block of goat cheese by myself. So I went with something that I felt like I could probably eat more of, because goat cheese to me is
Kraft
like,
singles.
no, there, no. It's Spanish cheese.
Good
It's
for you, right?
Spanish. But a little closer to like, it's a mild Spanish cheese. So goat cheese, I was like, I could eat some goat cheese, but I couldn't do that for
So
dinner.
I'm curious because you had mentioned before that you were going to be bumping up against the top of your budget. The fact that you've now had to spend like $70 on this hotel plus the additional Hilton points, how's that doing for your budget?
It's a little painful. I'm not gonna lie. It's a little painful. I'm gonna have to make some decisions in the end. But because I certainly was not anticipating that missing that Iberia flight. That was certainly a disappointment. So I did have a little bit of room, but I don't know if I had enough room. We'll
Yeah.
find out.
Why plan for unpredictables? You know, just plan for perfection. All right, so I think it's now time.
Wait, hold on. The just plan for perfection comment. I was thinking about this before. I don't think in all of the challenges we've done, have any of us missed a flight yet?
Good question.
I don't
I
think
think that
so.
was I think that's the first time any of us have missed a flight, right? I came really close. Well, Carrie and I came really close, and then, on the SAS thing, I came really close on
Bit of a
one,
duty
but
of honor.
yeah.
If it was gonna happen, yeah. There's a first for
And I
everything,
had like
right?
almost 2 hours between flights there, by the way. I think during this ass thing, you booked some that were like an hour in between, right, Greg?
The
Or
one in Saudi was the one that I booked, like, I think it was just barely over an hour. I did have like a backup plan, but and that was the one I had to literally run. I mean, it wasn't like us sort of fast walking like we did in Belgrade. It was literally running through the Saudi
sprinting.
airport.
Oh, I hate that. Like a sad airplane trophy.
So you just didn't run fast enough,
Duty of
Nick.
honor of being the first one to fly.
Yeah, it would be Nick. It would be Nick. No offense, Nick. All
Poor
right,
luck.
pushing things to the limit. So it's kind of a compliment. So now we're going to go to grading. Nick, Greg, and I have prepared some grades that we're going to kind of debate between each other. And we're going to go through our waves category. Starting with Destination Wow. And as a reminder, that includes your location, your adventure, relaxation, food, local exposure, and out-of-the-box ideas. So, Greg, why don't you start? We'll go one person at a time here. How did you grade Stephen? The peppers.
Let me just back up a little bit for a second and say, the way we're planning on judging this ultimately is with points that we're going to score everyone on, but that's all based on like how you did relative to my trip, and it's really not going to work doing that point scoring this early in the
Yeah.
trip. There's not a lot of things that can't work that way. So what we're doing is assigning you for now just an interim A through F type of grades. And it doesn't necessarily mean anything for who's going to ultimately win, right? It's just going to show what we're thinking right now about how we think you're doing. So it'll give you maybe it'll give some idea of what we're looking for, and then maybe you'll adapt as you go. I don't know.
Pivot,
All right.
true.
So starting with Destination Wow, Steven. You've got two locations that are very desirable between London and Munich. Adventure, as we defined it, is one place where I wouldn't say you guys went like super adventurous, but a little bit. I didn't see a lot of relaxation except for that one photo. Food, you had some good food exposure, so that was good. Local exposure, I don't know that I so okay. So what we mean by that is interacting with locals, not like going to local places. So I'm not sure we saw that. So I.
With two locals yesterday. I just didn't like record it,
Yeah.
but
And then
rookie mistake, rookie mistake, Shane.
Like German people and stuff at Oktoberfest, but we just haven't had a chance to send that through to
Even
Gabby yet.
that
Although
though.
I guess we didn't record that or anything like that. So we have had some local interaction, but certainly not
I
extensive
talked to a
locally.
gentleman for 25 minutes of his 30-minute lunch break yesterday, all about what was happening. He's the one who told me about Spitalfields Market. And then I talked to some very fancy ladies at lunch at
Oh, fancy ladies.
and they
Nice.
really recommended the Lucky Lady cocktail.
Okay.
They thought that that was better than the Bellini that I chose. And then
Yeah.
I watched them enjoy their oysters.
And of course, Stephen
So.
also spent the day with the local beer maker.
Yes. Yep.
So there's that. Okay, so anyway, out of the box ideas though, I think you guys knocked it out of the park. From the Monopoly thing to spending a day making beer to dressing up for Oktoberfest, all that stuff was great. So I added all that up to an A minus. How about you, Carrie?
A minus. All right. So, let me check my little notes here. I gave an A for all of that. So I do have the benefit of being the one who edits the footage. And so I knew about the conversation with the guy who recommended the marketplace. So that factors in a little bit. Yeah. So I'm going with an A for that.
Are there any other pieces that you'd say I kind of was too harsh on?
I actually dinged y'all a little bit for going to. So the only reason I didn't give you guys an A plus was because you chose the location you literally live in as your first locations. So I docked
Right, you've been like
Adventure.
6 hours north. Shay's been interacting with a local this entire time. She's been so interactive with a local, she literally married a local. So but all the other things, I thought you guys knocked it out of the park for location, picking a location that like is interesting in part because of this like world famous event that's going on. That's like definitely out of the box and also like ticks location also. So yeah, I thought you guys nearly had A plus if it weren't the country you lived in.
Okay, so I'm willing to go up to an A for this one.
Oh,
Can we agree
sweet.
on an
That's
A?
very
Okay.
generous.
Thank
I
you.
was happy
Yes.
enough with an A
Wait,
minus.
wait. There's room for improvement.
Nick doesn't like the sound of that. All
It's
right, well,
like bump it down to a B.
speaking of Nick, how do you rank Nick there?
Okay, so location seems great. An adventure way out of the park on that. I don't think Nick is feeling very relaxed.
Well, you didn't get to see. I did post, or I did send this to Carrie that I had my picnic because I had a movie downloaded. And so I had planned downtime tonight to watch a movie with Daniel Craig in it to prepare for my next destination. That's your hint, folks. But anyway, but fair enough. Otherwise, you're right. I've been on the move a lot.
So food, also I should say, my grades came before you guys did your recap. So food, I was very unimpressed up till now. Still not super impressed with your craft singles, but I like that you threw in a bottle of wine.
Spanish wine at that. It's Riva Ray. So
We all love a good
lo
theme.
now
Let me pick
local
for that.
exposure here again. I don't know of any or much of that happened. Carrie might know more. And
No.
out of the box ideas though, high, very high, but not as high I'd say as Shay and Steven. So I gave Nick a B for destination.
All right, not to sound like good cop over here, but
But good cop.
but yeah, I gave Nick an A also. For one, I thought it was really clever to stay in a palace,
So
going with the
jealous.
king theme. And that location was right downtown, right across from where Picasso was born. And then you check the adventure box with the Caminito del Rey. That's on my bucket list now. That looks awesome. I assumed your guide for the windsurfing was local, was he not?
He was not. No, he was from Sweden.
Okay.
He's local
Thank
European.
you.
He's European. Does
All
that
right.
count?
All right. Well, so maybe I could be
He
convinced
lives
to knock
here.
Nick down a little bit. And then the food, I thought, even if that's not quite as splashy as Greg was hoping to see, I did think it was clever that you're demonstrating that, like, okay, Greg did this picnic thing. You could also do that yourself, like with this Too Good to Go app and with your own grocery store visit. So I liked the idea. I haven't watched the full video yet. Right
Don't.
on the
I like that
heels.
you like it so far.
That's funny.
Let me pour another glass of wine, and you go, I appreciate it, Carrie. I
And
appreciate it.
not
That's
to undermine the scoring for the peppers, but honestly, Nick, as someone who also does not care for heights, I was very proud of you for pushing
Thank
through.
you.
Oh, that was
Thank
impressive.
Yes, that was super impressive. That was like extra adventure points, the fact that you didn't like
Yeah.
so yeah, I was gonna give an A. I feel like I could be talked into closer to a B, A minus or B plus,
So
maybe.
the too good to go stuff, I gave Nick points under budget, but yeah, I don't really think of it as like
Local.
that's a way to go and enjoy the local fare, right? I mean, you're just getting whatever the heck you're getting. It didn't look
Well, someone bakery will
that
disagree with you. You're right. You're right. I'm not. That's fair. That's all fair
Get some sort of
criticism.
mystery
So
potato
how far
salad for
down will you come, Carrie?
you.
Would you agree with my B or
I'll go to a B plus, I
B
feel like,
plus? All
because I
right.
do like the effort in saying like, hey, I can replicate a
All
what
right.
Greg did without a
So
chef.
far we have for destination, the peppers have an A and Nick is with a B plus. Let's talk applicability. So
Yes.
applicability, remember, is like replicability. Would others be able to replicate what you did? And applicability is like, did you do things that would be hard for people because they would need certain credit cards or certain elite status or whatever? So if we look at the peppers first, I think all of your activities would be very highly easily replicable,
Okay.
except maybe lugging your Lederhosen across the world.
Well, and the
Oh,
keg.
it'll fit within our carry-on.
The
Well,
keg?
you know what
The
I
free
wouldn't be able
keg?
to replicate is jumping up with my regular clothes on and then coming down with my
Well,
Oktoberfest
yeah,
clothes on. That
true.
was impressive.
So Carrie, we can replicate the keg thing. Because I said to Steven, I said, not
Oh, I'm
everybody
not
has
worried about that. Yeah,
a
no, that's
pantry. And
cool.
he's like, they'll have a carry, they'll have a checked bag, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, where
True,
the
true,
I
true.
th think the one thing I'm thinking that's not replicable is the low taxes on the Virgin Atlantic flight, because that's just they've raised their taxes
Yes,
since
that's
then.
sad.
That's not something that was in your control, but it's still a fact that
Yep, absolutely.
if people are trying to replicate this budget, that becomes harder with that trick. Applicability, you did use like some like like elite status and stuff, but you did show that you did show that like if you had priority pass, you could get into alternate lounges. So that was good. Yeah, I can't remember what else I was thinking there, but I came up with a B plus for this category.
All right. So for the
Good
peppers,
call.
I gave an A minus because they featured a mixture of lounges that could be attained with commonly held priority pass, but also featured some lounges that required, magic. This status leads to this status leads to this status. And their flights and activities all seemed replicable. So I thought, other than, highlighting that one lounge kind of a bit more than the others. Seemed pretty applicable and replicable.
Yeah. Now, did you know about the taxes that you can't get the
No,
Virgin Atlantic flight for
nope.
that amount
And
anymore?
this, I understand way fewer of the nuances, so I'm definitely comfortable going with your grade on that. So,
That's pretty small. I think the peppers have done well here. I think Greg was unfair.
All right, shall we
Yeah.
bump Greg up a little bit?
See, I don't think Stephen really highlighted that the Priority Pass Lounge had robot trash cans
Oh,
that
that is
moved
true.
around and said, "Put your trash in my bin." I mean, I really think that Stephen didn't highlight that very. We were living in 3000 in that priority lounge
We
for
were.
everybody.
And
All
the
right.
funny
Well,
thing is
shall
that
we?
the like Hello Sky lounge at, I guess
Yes,
that
you
was
did.
JFK. Yeah, that was just really random. It was just constantly going back and forth. And
What was particularly funny was there was this kid who kept chasing after it. He was chasing behind, and so he kept trying to like put it on it, but it would keep moving. So I had to put his stuff in
Oh my
on this like
gosh.
mobile trash thing, and then it
If
would move forward.
you're not in front of it, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Like when you're in front
Well,
of it.
but
So what was
when
going
we grade
to
you on robotic entertainment, you'll get a good score.
happen?
But that doesn't
Yeah.
really apply much to applicability and
What was particularly
replicability.
annoying though was that whenever I was trying to get anywhere, I would be in front of it. And so it would like move to the side. And it would always be like, that's going to the left. I'm going to the left. That's going to the right. I'm going
Oh
to the right.
man,
I could never get past it. Every single time I was going back and forth, whereas this kid had the opposite problem.
some
So,
things don't require so much technology.
yes.
Well, Greg, have Nick and I convinced you to bump that score up at all?
No.
For okay, so we're sticking with B plus. All right,
Okay.
how about Nick?
Okay. For Nick, so he gets dinged in my mind pretty bad because the Iberia flight was like a one-time sale. And so it's going to be very hard for anyone to replicate that. The applicability, I think, has been really good. I'm trying to remember if he did anything that you need special status or anything for. Well, you did Priority Pass.
Priority pass, yeah.
Priority Pass
Restaurant access.
restaurants, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so I mainly dropped him down quite a bit because of the replicability of a key part of his overall travel. So I gave a B minus.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually gonna default to your score there too, because I, in my world, B plus is dinging somebody a little bit. I gave him a B plus for that same reason. He actually went out of his way in his notes to explain to me that he should get dinged for that because I wouldn't have known. But then also the Priority Pass restaurants, he did demonstrate, or he explained how somebody could get a no annual fee card to get Priority Pass restaurants. But I think, you know, if I don't know how popular that card is, and if that's kind of the only way to do it. I think I agree with Greg on this, so let's go with Greg's score there.
Okay.
I can't fight back too hard. I don't, Iberia does run sales now and then, but that specific, you're right. I mean, that's whether you'll be lucky to have that line up with your plans or not. I knew I would get dinged there. It was worth
Yeah.
it.
Was that the flight that you hated the seat so bad?
Oh my goodness. So maybe it
What
was not
was it
worth
worth
it, but
it?
horrible. It was horrible. Don't ever fly on the A321XLR on Iberia anyway to Europe. Those seats were awful.
Maybe that's why they were on sale. All right, so value, Greg.
Okay. So for the peppers, we had a we under value we are looking at pro behavior, which is like using advanced techniques to get good deals. The dollar value of the trip, which I don't actually have that information for you guys, and frugality. So without really knowing like where you're at with so much with a pro behavior and dollar value, the frugality, I'm super impressed with getting Shay into the same 100K bucket of the budget as, you know, so you have two people instead of one in your budget for as far as the points go. And so I gave an A plus.
Yeah, I mean, I did too. I'll add to that that also I think it's pretty clever. You know, everyone was saying like, how is Steven going to demonstrate an impressive hotel with Capital One? Well, he did it by going to a hotel in a place that's going to be super expensive because of a again a world-renowned activity that's going there. I mean, like, he found a way to make it
Yeah.
impressive beyond, you know, within the constraints of Capital One, you know, Wyndham, that kind of, isn't that the only transfer option or something? Anyway.
Very few, yeah.
Yeah.
I
So
mean,
I thought that was really clever.
I would say that I haven't necessarily demonstrated pro behavior, more because I was going for applicability and replicability. And so I feel like the more pro behavior you go for, the less you make it accessible for like novices and things like that. And so because, yeah, I was trying to make our trip as like easy to book as it would possibly be able to be for anyone to do it, whether they're like a novice or like more experienced with this. So if I did end up getting dinged on that at the end of the challenge, and that would be completely fair enough on the pro side of it.
As the
Whereas
person
booking that Iberia flight was a
whereas as the
promo.
person who was on four buses and three trains and 16 walks and got rained on and things, I could do with a little more pro
I
bus.
love that.
It's a
Not on
beautiful
that
hotel.
budget,
It's
though.
a teeny bit outside the city, but yeah, it's
She's
definitely.
gonna start paying cash for things to not fly with, Stephen. No, I think we're both in agreement on A plus on value for the peppers.
All right, let's talk Nick.
Yeah.
So Nick, booked a dirt cheap on points, Iberia flight. He got a lunch and dinner or something from Priority Pass. I can't remember how many meals you got out of Priority Pass. Then got multiple meals out of that Too Good to Go app thing, which I didn't even know was outside the US. So that
It's
was
actually a European company, so
oh, there you
yeah, I think
go.
I
I
can't
don't
remember,
even know
somewhere
what
in
it is. I haven't gone to
Scandinavia.
them.
Oh, we have it in the UK. We have a whole bunch of places near where we live,
Yeah,
and
fair. Be getting $5
we've
when
just
I
never
even
gotten
know.
around to actually using it and stuff. So
Nick first used it in Million Mile Madness. No,
yeah,
I was definitely
yeah.
Oh, is that
not
right?
using
Well, I don't know if
it.
Vienna was actually the first. I don't
Well,
that no, because I the
he
first time I've
first
used it
showed the
and maybe
audience. Yeah.
talked about, showed the audience. Yeah, that
Yeah.
was a tip from a reader at some point a while back. They said something about it, and then I started looking when I was traveling because I don't. There aren't many places. Really, no places close to me at home. But now when I travel, I always pull up the app just because I'm kind of curious. I'm kind of addicted to these. And the prices vary. So some of them are 4 euros, some of them are five, some of them are six, depending on the place. But yeah. So anyway, that was a reader tip, not my original
Yeah,
find. But there
got
it's
it.
more widely available in Europe than it is in the United States.
Anyway, so Nick's eating like a pauper, but doing filling himself up anyway, and staying in. I was very impressed with the price, the point price of that SLH property that he was able to book with Hilton points transferred from Amex with the transfer bonus and all that. So I gave Nick an A.
I gave him an A also. I'm in
Thank you,
agreement
thank
with
you, thank
all
you.
of that. I think he needs the A because sounds like he's riding very close to that budget line. So let's go ahead and give
I
him
have
that
some
A.
room. It'll require changing some plans that I was excited about, but we'll see. We'll see.
We'll give him that A. We're gonna skip the next category would be extras. But since that's stuff that's kind of summarized at the end, like did they stay in budget? Did they do their 3-night requirement? We're gonna skip that. We're gonna wait for the final check-in on Wednesday for that. We're gonna go to style. So how about the peppers on style?
All right. So style, this is like luxury flights, luxury accommodations, and sort of miscellaneous other luxuries like lounges, massages, whatever you could get with your points and so on. This is intended to be a category too, like where you used your points or other like sort of travel savviness to get these extra benefits. So peppers, not much going on in the luxury flight category. You flew economy overnight, and then economy to Munich. Luxury accommodations. From my point of view, it looked like they were mid-tier
Yeah.
accommodations. Like not bad, but not like.
Yeah. I'd say this Ramada that we're staying in, it's way nicer than your average Ramada in the US. The Ibis that we stayed at Heathrow was fine, but it wasn't certainly wasn't amazing or anything like that. As a cheap overnight hotel, it was perfectly fine, but certainly not luxury. This one, I greatly appreciated the three late-night cookie things.
Yeah.
Like
Well,
that was a really nice
there's
bonus
a
I'm getting
fridge in the
here.
room, which a
Oh
lot of
yeah.
European
That is
hotels,
true.
particularly in the UK, they don't have.
They
So
don't
it's a
have
nice
many fridges for
Yeah,
my
yeah. And
yeah.
you did enjoy some la airport lounges, but anyway, I added it all up to just a B minus.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I'm actually in agreement on that. Again, I've talked about how the hotels were a wow because like you nailed this location in the middle of this event. But for the luxury side of things, not luxurious otherwise. Same for the flights. So, especially when I'm thinking in comparison, You didn't describe your flight as the worst seat you could have gotten, but Greg was able to do all of his international flights, at least premium economy or above. So, especially when we think in comparison to Greg, I agree on that B minus. All
Okay,
right,
let's talk Nick.
so Nick.
So Nick also flew across the pond in economy, and it was even worse than he expected due to an equipment swap. And unlike Tim, he didn't manage to weasel his way into a economy. What was it?
Delight.
Economy
Economy
delight.
Economy delight.
Yes.
What the heck?
So
Do we believe him?
Nick's looked decidedly undelightful. However, I erased my minus because of the luxury accommodation. The SLH property looked very nice. I gave Nick a B.
I'm in agreement there. Also, I also gave Nick a B for the same reasons. That flight sounded miserable, but that palace looked very cool. But you were in the annex of the palace, so not quite cool enough to take you into the A zone. So,
Fair enough.
yeah.
Fair enough. I did spend more time in the palace than I did in the Iberia flight, so
So now
I'll
you're
defend
dinged relaxation points because that means you weren't
it.
asleep in your room. All right.
All
I'm
right.
just kidding.
Should we summarize now who's ahead and behind on each category? So for
Yes.
destination, Stephen is ahead with an A versus a B plus. For applicability, Peppers are ahead with a B plus instead of Nick's B minus. For value, Peppers are ahead with an A plus versus Nick's A.
Style's the only one that they're
And
behind.
style, Nick is ahead with a B versus the Peppers B minus.
Yes. So that's Peppers ahead of Nick for everything but style.
So I'm just gonna go to I'm gonna go where's Nick? Go.
Peppers, I'm coming
All
for you.
right, I have to go where there's $5 wine and fancy fancy
Right.
later. Right.
So Shay has just dumped to
She's jumping
Steven.
ship.
I'm stepping in for Sam. Keep
I don't know.
writing.
Nick's budget is already bulging. Don't know if we'll be able to.
There's plenty of wine left, though.
I'm gonna quick take a look at everyone's budget graphics real quick. Nick has spent 43,000 points out of 100,000, and $429.98 out of 1,000. So he's just about not quite halfway on both. Steven has spent 39,300 out of 100,000 points and $359.18 out of 1,000. So he's got more of his budget left. He's doing better. We're going to look at Tim's just because. And then Greg's finals, as a reminder, Greg was under budget with both 97,000 points out of 100,000 and $968 out of 1,000. So that's where we're at for now. Now, I think we want to take some questions.
Yeah. While you're compiling questions, I just want to say what's happening next is my wife asked me, or maybe it was my mom asked me, well, when does this end? And when this ends for each individual, it may vary, but everybody has to be completely done in time for the next check-in, which is this coming Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So everybody will be done by then if Nick hasn't missed his flights home. And
Bless you,
don't curse me like that. Don't curse me.
but they could be done much sooner than that because the only requirement for how long it had to be was you have at least 3 nights in proper lodging. And so it could be done as early as day after tomorrow
Yeah.
for someone.
All right. So we do want y'all to come back and join our live Wednesday. 9 p.m. Eastern time, where we'll wrap this all up. We'll go over those final scores. We'll actually, calculate it all, so come up with an actual score for everybody. And we'll also see final budgets. Now we'll do just a few questions. Let's start off with the peppers. What is your highlight and low light so far?
I mean, I did really enjoy the beer brewing experience, but we had a really fun table at Oktoberfest tonight. So it took a little while to be able to get a table. So at Oktoberfest, if you're part of a big group, you can book a table ahead of time. But if you're not, then you just have to kind of like rock up and hope that you can sit somewhere. And it was a bit trickier tonight because it had been raining. It was a bit chilly out. So basically everyone was in the tents and inside the buildings and things like that. So it was absolutely packed. So it took a little while to get somewhere, but then we eventually managed to get upstairs outside of this place that had some outdoor heating. But we ended up at this great table with a couple of guys from Maryland and a couple of girls who are from Germany. And so we got chatting to them. It was a really fun group to be part of. And then just the energy up there was fantastic as well. Like right next to us, there was this big group of friends who were like dancing around to all the music. Like there was live music playing inside, but it was being pumped out on the speakers outside. So it was just a really at first, the Oktoberfest experience for the first hour wasn't amazing, but then while after that, once we'd finally gotten there and managed to like get the
Drink a
table
little
and
bit.
stuff, it was fantastic. Yeah, and drink a little bit, and have some Currywurst and have some Spätzle and stuff like that.
I love
It
Spätzle.
was a really fantastic experience. So I think that has been my favorite
Yeah.
part so
And that
far.
was even better than the trash robot.
I think so because the trash robot was just getting in my way. So really, like, yeah,
Trash
the
robot.
robot can go far away.
And low light? Or was that muddled in there? It became a low
I
light and then
guess
a highlight.
low light was more just how long it took us to get
Okay.
to Oktoberfest
Yeah.
today. So yeah, so when we landed, it was only a few minutes behind, but then we had to get a bus to the terminal, and then at the terminal there was a long line to get through immigration, and then from immigration we had to wait a long time for a train, and then that train was cancelled, so we had to wait even longer for a train,
Yeah.
and then we had to like get out to our hotel. So we didn't end up getting to Oktoberfest till 7:30-ish. And so that it was kind of a longer day, so that was a little bit disappointing because I was hoping to get to Oktoberfest by like
Yeah. Yeah.
5:36
Did you
or
have to take a bus or anything from your hotel, or where are you right there?
So no, so we're on the eastern side of the city. So basically by the time we had started planning this trip, basically all the hotels anywhere close to like downtown Munich were all booked up. So we're on the eastern side of the city. We're still within the general metro area. But we from the airport we had to get one train all the way down and then just a bus to closer to our hotel.
And then a 10-15 minute
And
walk.
then 10 or 15 minute
Oh,
walk. And then
that's not bad.
from our hotel, it was like a 10-minute walk to the local subway station. And then we took one underground train. And what was super nice is we got off our underground train, and then literally the next train to get downtown to straight to Oktoberfest was literally on the next the platform opposite
Ah,
us. And so
nice.
that made it super nice. We weren't 100% sure at first when we got there if that train was going to be going there, because it was. Because there were some trains that say that it's going to, I can't even remember what the name is, like Theresienwiese or something like that, which is where Oktoberfest is. But there were some trains that go beyond that, and we weren't 100% sure. As soon as we got there was this train. It's like, well, we don't want to get on this train only to find out it's not going where we want to go. So we left that one and got one like 4 minutes later or something like that. But it's straightforward enough to get there from where we're staying at.
It was definitely easier to get to Oktoberfest than from getting from the
Right.
airport to
From
our
the
hotel.
airport.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
How
Part of
much
that
is
was
the transit
delayed,
time,
but thank you.
roughly, from your hotel to
Oh,
the.
from a hotel to there, I think it was about 45 minutes, and it
At
took us
most.
about 45 minutes to get back. One thing that I would say is that if you can't afford to stay downtown, or if like all the like downtown stuff's all fully booked up, if you can find some kind of airport hotel where you can get to the airport easily enough, there is the S1 train that goes directly from Munich Airport
Oh.
to Oktoberfest, Theresienwiese, or however you pronounce it. And it's just like one straight shot there. And
Well, that's a
so
good
that
tip.
would actually be pretty convenient to do. So knowing that for next time, it might be more beneficial to stay up there if we couldn't book something a little bit closer by.
Yeah. Nick, highlights and lowlights so far?
Highlights for me were that I've done a couple of things that were a lot of fun. I mean, I've always wanted to try windsurfing and never had an opportunity where it lined up. So that's something that I saw, right? I wanted to surf back in like 2009 and loved it. I mean, I fell so many times, barely got on the board at all, but those few times I got on the board were amazing. So I've been interested in windsurfing since whenever I first saw that, which was probably sometime after I served, but I just haven't had an opportunity to do it. And so that was a lot of fun. But I don't know, Camino del Rey is so impressive looking. I guess maybe that has to be the highlight so far, because it's really an amazing view. And it's wild when you think about the fact that people used to walk the old path.
Wow.
And in fact, the guide told us that there was a family. She pointed out a house in the canyon that a family lived in until sometime in the 80s. And they had five kids that had to walk that path, the old path, to get to
Wow.
school. Yeah. So, yeah,
That's
pretty wild.
terrifying.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, so that was a lot of fun. Lowlight for sure was missing the Iberia flight. I mean, the Iberia flight to Madrid was not fun and not how I would fly again. But if I got there in time, it would have been far better than not getting there in time. So that's got to be my lowlight so far. And
Fair
hopefully
enough.
that will be the worst of the lowlights.
All right. Question for Greg. Are you surprised everyone chose to go to Europe given the challenges parameters? I was thinking someone might zag to South America or maybe the Middle East. Asia was probably too far.
Yeah, not too surprised, because I know in my situation that when I looked at South America, one of the hard things was I wanted to show really good value for my hotel points. That was like a big part of what I wanted to do, and that's something that we talked a lot about in the purpose of the challenge. That's why we require at least 3 nights and everything. And so the problem with South America is a lot of places are really cheap in cash. And so then when you look at the value you're getting for your hotel points, it's not very good. Middle East, it's mixed. I mean, you can actually get really good value there. So I wouldn't have been surprised at all to see someone go there. But getting much further than Europe on this budget is difficult. So I don't know. I mean, I'm a little bit surprised, I guess, that everybody chose it. I didn't see that coming. I thought at least Nick or Tim might head to Asia
Well,
somehow.
you don't
But
know where Tim would have ultimately ended
well,
up,
that's true.
so
That's true. I don't.
he'll be updating his post at
We
some
just know
point
that he
with
started
his
in Europe
yes. I
or
had actually looked at
ex-Europe.
Dubai, and
What?
there I had actually looked at Dubai as an option. I hadn't really investigated too deeply the flight side of things, but the hotel side of things. There were some ridiculously high, in terms of cents per point value, options there. So at some point, I'll try and get some kind of post out about that, about what I
Wow,
actually saw.
great.
But it was insane. I think it was Wyndham particularly that had some really good
Oh, that's interesting.
value options there in terms of like the differential between the points that they charge and the cash price.
Yeah, that would have been way more
I did look at
awkward in
Be hot too.
Lederhosen. Sorry. Yeah.
I did find a number of Hilton and Marriott properties in both South America and Africa that were priced such that they would fit in the budget well for multiple nights. But exactly Greg's point is the main problem, that many of them were very inexpensive with cash also, or they were located in places that didn't have enough intrigue. I didn't think to be competitive. They might have been interesting and fun. There were a couple of places in South America in particular that I thought I'd be cool, because here's a city I've never even heard of and wouldn't have thought to go to, but unfortunately not enough value. They're also, by the way, I very seriously considered going somewhere in Colombia. I've wanted to go to this specific beach that I've heard is really amazing, and I found terrific value flights to get there. And then I learned about an island that I had never heard of, a Colombian island off the coast that looks beautiful. And again, you can get great value for points flying there. The problem in both cases is that you're limited on options. There were no points options at all on the island, so I couldn't go there. And I wanted to. I kept trying to figure out, is there some sort of weird partnership somewhere that nobody's ever heard of? But I couldn't find a single hotel that had any of those types of partnerships. And there was one Hilton property near the beach in Colombia that I'd like to visit, but it would have been hard, I think, to be competitive if that was it.
Yeah. So along those same lines, what's been your biggest obstacle when booking so far? So question for Peppers and Nick. We'll start with you, Nick.
Biggest obstacle when booking with points so far? The budget. No,
Fair.
I you know,
Which part of
it's
the budget, the points or the cash?
No, I don't know. I mean, I said the budget kind of joking. I think the thing with Hilton particularly is that there are some properties that are well priced, but they're like far out, and I didn't want to be inconveniently located for the most part. And then there were some also that looked really cool. This trip very nearly ended up being me going to Estonia and Latvia because those are two countries I haven't been to. I've been to Lithuania and I was super surprised and loved it. And there are SLH properties that are very reasonable in terms of the number of points in both Tallinn and in Riga. Thank you. And Riga. And they looked really cool. And I was actually pretty excited about one of them had a cool looking spa too. But the cash rates, again, were pretty reasonable, so they didn't offer a lot of value for the points, and I ended up coming up with a theme of things that I've wanted to do for a long time but haven't, and once I kind of came up with that theme, there were a number of things I wanted to do that then I took precedence over those obstacles I was hitting. So we'll see how that all shakes out in the end.
All
Quick
right.
question for you, Kerry. Were Estonia or Latvia on your list of secret places that would get you bonus points for visiting?
Yes.
That was the plan right up in I very last minute switched plans and decided no, well, when the Siberia flight came up, in fact, that's when I changed it, but I was like pretty set on going to
There
both of those
is
countries.
a methodology to the secret destination bonus, but obviously I'm not going to tell you just
Interesting.
yet till it's done.
My guess with that, I had speculated with Shay that you were going to be picking countries for each of us that we haven't visited before. That was my supposition as to what
We
that
will
would
see.
be. That's an interesting thought, and given that you thought that, it's interesting you went to London.
I only thought about that the other day because
He planned
I'd
this
already
trip.
planned this before you postponed
Well,
the
in the
point.
first week of the challenge, he was like, I know what we're doing.
Yes, very, very good. And that's a lower bonus anyway, so you shouldn't be planning your trip around that. So Pepper's biggest obstacle when booking so far. What do you think?
I'd say finding a hotel in Munich. I mean, to be fair, I was surprised that I could find a hotel in Munich, and there were a few options with Wyndham that were bookable and things like that. But in terms of finding somewhere, like I would love to have had somewhere where it was much more local, where you could either walk to Oktoberfest or only have to take a train like one or two stops or something like that. It really hasn't been all that much of a hassle getting to and from Oktoberfest from where we are, but it would have been so much nicer if we could have been downtown. So if we had had more time to plan this ahead of time. So for people watching,
Who want to go next
who want to
year?
go next year, like we had started like being able to book our stuff before we'd actually announced a challenge. Was it like mid-May or something
It
like that?
wasn't that long ago. Yeah, it was
Somewhere around
in
there,
the
yeah.
grand scheme of things
Yeah.
for a big event that's the same.
Four,
But
yeah, 4 or 5 months. You'd probably need a year in advance to get
yeah,
much
and so
closer than you
I
guys
feel
did.
like, yeah, if you can start booking stuff in like October, November, December, or something like that for Oktoberfest next year, you'll probably have a better option. Like if you're wanting to use Wyndham points or something like that, you probably would need to pay 15,000 points rather than the 7,500 points tonight that we're using here. But you might be able to get something a little bit closer that might be a bit more convenient. So that would have been nice to have been able to find out, like, is that even an option at that time of year? Or are those properties priced at 30,000 points anyway? Because whenever I was searching, like a lot of stuff was already fully booked. So that was my biggest obstacle, but it wasn't an obstacle, obviously, to coming to Oktoberfest because we managed to sort it out anyway.
So it sounds like each of our competitors planned whatever they wanted. Like, so, you didn't plan Oktoberfest because there was some kind of specific thing. You just wanted to do Oktoberfest. And similarly, Nick themed his whole trip out of like, here's what I feel like doing. So that's kind of neat. We have a few shout outs before we let everyone go. We've got a shout out for Nick's Spanish cheese meal.
Thank you. Good. I appreciate that someone appreciates my Spanish cheese. It's been
Appreciate your
real,
Spanish cheese meal.
huh?
Yes. And then we've got a shout out for Shay's Monopoly tour. That was super
That was a
clever.
lot of
It
fun.
was.
That was well done.
And people can probably replicate that. I'm sure in your post you'll outline the
I'm writing out a
stops
long
if
post about
cool.
all the things. So,
Yes, if anyone wants to do the Monopoly tour. I think, yeah, anything else from you, Greg, before we go?
I'm just say I'm want to say again, I'm really sorry that Tim wasn't able to join us and that he had to end his trip early. I was, obviously, my heart goes out to him and his family for what's going on there. But he was rocking it. He had a unbelievable, find with that SLH property. He managed, even with an
Preferred
economy
hotels,
flight to London, to get to London comfortably, and so he was
legendary.
doing great, and I think it would have been a very different challenge. So I'm sorry that it has to be the way it is, but
And thanks for all your messages, for Tim. We will pass them along. I think that's all we've got for now. Make sure to check in with us again. Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, everyone will be home, right? I think everyone's required to be home by then.
back to your origin airport or home.
Okay, interesting. Yes, but interesting that you're noting that.
Yeah, that he's different. Yeah.
Just came to mind while you were
So
saying
Boston. So Boston or home.
it. Right, one
Yes.
or
And
the
then you can revisit our judges post. So if you go to frequentmiler.com, we have a little banner at the top. You can click to the landing page where you can see the last kickoff video. You can also read everyone's journal updates, and you can see the schedule for what comes next. And I forget what else I was going to say is on there, but anyway, go there.
Oh, and don't
and
forget to
look at
like
this
this video.
video. Yes, and like this video.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
Hi, I'm David Brody, co-host of the Travel in 10 podcast. Together, myself and my co-host Tim Johnson have traveled to over 150 countries around the world and all seven continents. Now we're sharing our favorite places, some of our best tips and experiences from all around the world in just 10 minutes on Travel in 10. Join us at voyescape.com.
I'm Pauline Frommer. I've spent most of my life writing, talking, and thinking about travel. Not just where to go, but how to go in a way that's meaningful. On the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore the trends, people, and ideas shaping how we see the world. If you care about the why as much as the where, I hope you'll join me. You can find new episodes weekly at voyescape.com.